I don't like it. Mm-mm. I don't like it. I don't want to slap you in your little head and knock that head right off of you and see who's in there. I don't like it. And he's waving at me. I'm like, I'm a grown woman. What are you doing? Anyway, I'm sorry.
I hate you weren't around when I was the high school mascot. I terrorized you.
Thank God every day that I wasn't around. I ain't doing it.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
You're like an aura.
I know, because the sun comes through this window.
It's great. So it's very angelic. it's a good filter.
I was going to say ghost-like, but I'll take angel.
It's the nuclear bomb aftermath. It's the atomic filter. You're just glowing.
Wait. What happened to angel? You went from angel to atomic bomb.
I did.
From angel to nuclear waste.
That's right.
Which one am I?
That's right. You're glowing. You're like radium. You're radioactive.
I am stopped up. My head is full.
Really?
Oh, to quote John Cottle.
Oh boy.
I've been freaking pollinated.
I was just going to say, I bet you it's allergies.
My sinuses, but it's in where it's in your ears. Yep. I'm like teetering on vertigo. Dizzy blonde.
I don't like that. You got a gunk in your head.
Welcome to the South. There's something about the Southland in the springtime.
That's for sure. Ours hits like in May. It's starting now, but it's just stuff is just starting to come out. So everything's fixing to be green, coated in green in a couple weeks. So.
Well, I don't know if it's the fronts coming through or, anyway.
Who knows? Your rheumatoid is acting up.
Nobody wants to hear about my stopped up.
They're going to get to hear about it. Welcome, everybody, to episode 32, where we talk about all of our ailments and the gook in our heads, We're just keeping it real.
Don't snot.
And we don't want y'all to think we have it all together or anything going on over here, because we're full of snot and sass and snot.
God forbid anybody think I'm perfect.
Is that what we're aiming for?
Anyway.
Okay. So tell me about your week, your weekend. What's going on besides being full of snot and sass?
Well, let's see, my week. Where did we leave off? The National Guard. Did I tell you about this?
No.
The National Guard wanted to do faculty. They wanted to appreciate the faculty.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it, but I don't know what happened.
Anytime anybody wants to appreciate the faculty, it means I get to do all the work.
Hey, we want faculty.
Faculty appreciation.
hey, everybody. I'm faculty. So, did you feel appreciated that day?
Hello.
All day long, you felt appreciated.
And it starts. The principal at some point said, hey, I want to make caramel ice cream for the faculty. I'm like, great. Can we do it in your room? Which means, can you help me make it, serve it, clean up?
I know all that.
And then, hey, would you mind making some brownies to go with it?
It'd go good with that ice cream, Joni. Don't even lie.
Anyway, so I have to organize. The National Guard bought $1,000 worth of meat. And they had bought 75 ribeyes and 25 chicken breasts.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was very, very nice of them. It was nice. But I got to organize it out. So I sent out this little form that said, do you want steak or chicken? Mm-hmm. That's all they had to do was click a button because I wanted to make sure we had enough of whatever people wanted. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. If somebody's going to offer to buy you a free ribeye, can you click a button? I almost sent out an email that said, Dear ladies and gentlemen, we are not living in communist America yet. Give it a year, but not yet.
Yeah.
I mean, you can click a button. The number of teachers that did not fill out this form. And I thought, I looked at the principal and I said, look.
You don't get food.
I don't. And that should have been the response.
Yeah.
Because, but you know what they do? They show up, hey, I'm over my stick. You know, and I'm like,
did you fill out the form? Did you RSVP?
All you have to do is click a button.
Yeah, that's
and, you know,
ridiculous.
But nobody knows. I mean, we've got, you know, 100 people on staff and they all think it just magically happens.
Well,
anyway,
but see,
that's
it's
my
going,
pet peeve.
They the, need to know. I mean, see, this is Holly is the queen of the tough love. And it's not being mean to just go, well, I know you didn't RSVP. We didn't see. So we only counted for the ones that responded. So sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Maybe there's a chicken breast over here. Maybe there's not. Okay. Well, we appreciate you, teachers.
Yeah. So
the National Guard appreciates you.
We don't live in communist America. You got to do one thing. Oh, one thing.
I feel like you're kind of communist to make them do that to get fed, if you're asking me. I think you're like, like the steak czar.
Yeah. Yeah. Bite me.
It's going to be one of these days. It's Holy Week. You can't talk that way. Anyway, what else did you do?
It is Holy Week. Okay. And so then, let's see, what else did I do? We had an egg hunt at church Sunday, and I'm on the fellowship committee, so which means I got to do lunch too.
You're literally Truvy from Steel Magnolias. She does that egg. Remember her dyeing all those eggs and sticking them in the car? That's you.
Yes. Oh, well, wait. Well, that's coming this week. So what we do, I save it. We have an egg lesson in culinary, and I save it specifically for this week. And so we do like an egg. I teach a lesson on eggs, and then we do an egg lab. But to continue with an egg lab, we dye Easter eggs.
Oh,
and like then on Thursday, we go out and we hide them for the special egg class and help them find, you know.
That is
it's great.
Great
fun.
That is fun. Great fun.
But it's always, I don't know how I get myself into this. Because years ago, when I was doing something for the school, and we had this huge egg hunt for like school-wide, and I'm pushing a buggy out of Walmart, and it is full. I mean, it's overflowing with all these plastic eggs. I mean, I looked like Easterland vomited.
You were.
And
you're the Grinch that stole Easter.
I am. I'm pushing this whole big bag. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, full of all these plastic Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And this drunk man. So here's who I attract.
I know.
I attract drunk men, toothless men.
And Ron.
And lesbians.
Oh, sorry. Okay. And Ron. You got one.
Anyway.
You got one.
There's one. Anyway, so I'm pushing this buggy out, and in the middle of this, as I'm about to walk out the door, you know, that little lobby where all the buggies are and all that stuff, I'm there, and this drunk man drops down on one knee and starts singing at the top of his lungs, Tura Lura Lura, to me. And I thought, what has happened
here? What is going on today?
What is going on?
Did you just kind of smile and then keep on walking?
It
like,
must
hey.
Have been a sight for other people.
Yeah.
You know, walking by. I don't know. But
yeah. It blessed a lot of people that day because they all had a story to tell about this crate, this lady with this big old cart of eggs and getting serenaded in the buggy room. Oh my goodness.
Laura, Laura. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So let's see. That happened. I chased little kids around. I made a dessert. I don't know. That's it.
It's good. Well, that's a good, you know, good week, good weekend. Yeah. What's the weather been down? It's gorgeous today. It's been gorgeous the last couple of days. Thank goodness.
We had very tragic weather circumstances here. Tornadoes came through, of course, all through Arkansas, Little Rock. And, you know, I'm sure everybody has heard about that. When Arkansas, you know, complete devastation, I think. But we had some come through, and Adamsville is the little town next to us, and it got hit pretty hard.
Did it really?
McNairy County is the county right next to us, and I think all in all, They had 9 people killed.
In just in that county?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah. I didn't realize it would have been that bad by you.
It was bad.
Oh, jeez.
And, my grandmother always says that the tornado doesn't jump the river except at the bend. And it always goes across, coming into Hardin County, it always goes across at the bend in the river. Huh. My entire life it has, anyway.
Wow.
But so we had a lot of homes damaged in the north end of the county there. Mm-hmm. And trying to think. But, a friend of mine lives in a little community called Cerro Gordo. And it's right on the river. And she was posting pictures of the debris in the river coming down.
Oh,
and they were
yeah.
like recliners yeah. and mm. all kinds of stuff. But what got me, there's a little picture of a little baby book, a little child's Aww. Book. And then somebody's baseball, there were baseball cards. Oh, it was just terrible. It was awful.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. It was heartbreaking. It's been a bad streak. It's been a crazy spring between Mississippi and then that round that came through. We got missed. We were supposed to get it really bad. I in fact, called, I texted Thatcher that morning on Friday because he and his friend were going to drive in from Nashville. And they were like, well, we're planning on, leaving around 2 or 3 and getting there by 7:30. And then I didn't even know the weather was coming because I'm just completely an idiot right now. But and I was at the bank and I was like, isn't it a beautiful day? To the lady helping me, she's like, yeah, but it's storms are coming. And I was like, oh,
it's
dang.
Coming.
She was like, storms are coming. I don't know if I'm going to get out to lunch. I mean, she like they were coming at lunch.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was 11 and I was like, or 10 o'clock. And I was like, oh. So I pulled it up on the weather and then I texted Thatch and I'm like, hey, and I try to not,
I know,
boss, but yeah. if you don't know, you don't know. Like I didn't know, it was supposed to be
right.
very severe. They're like baseball, hail, tornado. And I don't mess with tornado. Like, there's not anyway. And even bad rain, driving in dangerous rain. I'm just like, dude, if you know. So I just texted and was like, hey, bad storms coming probably around 6. Is there any way you guys could leave just a little earlier? Because I'm like, if they could get ahead of it, then I was like, since it was coming from the other way, I was like, well, if you guys could just get in and he was like, oh yeah, I think we will. So they left a little early and then the storms got delayed and really didn't come. And we had a tornado watch, but we had no warning. We had no hail. It completely went around us and it was into Arkansas and into Indiana. Yeah.
Going off like crazy.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm so sorry. That's such a bummer.
Going, oh, it's heading straight for Savannah. It's heading straight for Savannah.
Well, that's when you texted me and I said, aren't you in the basement? And what did you say when I said, not the basement because you don't have a basement, but I said, are you in the hallway? They've got this hallway that there's no windows and there's a bathroom. Like, that's where you would go.
Right.
What'd you say to me?
No, I'm on the front porch.
Yeah. She said she's on the front porch. I'm like,
I'm a good Southerner. Every good Southerner is on the front porch.
I know, but when the point of the sirens is to tell you to get off the porch and go get
know,
in your hallway.
But I love
and
a good
sit with your hands over your head like we did in grade school.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Actually, y'all got to cram up in that little bathroom under the stairs.
Yeah.
I don't know how all you're going to get up in there.
Yeah.
But the dogs, everybody's got to get piled in that
I know.
Little powder room.
No. Anyway, but they say, of course, we're recording on Monday, but they say Wednesday here that it's supposed to get bad again.
Well, it's spring, you guys. I wonder.
I know this
is bad. This many deaths is very. It's not.
It's
super usual. It's usually not
well, and
that
it's
many.
When it comes at night.
Yeah, you
I think
can't
when
see it.
When it's these night. That's what you can't see them. You can't.
You think it's okay.
That's
you don't
what's
know.
Hard.
Or when they're wrapped in rain and you can't.
Yeah,
it's just been really tragic. The amount of loss of life. So I'm very very. Sorry about that and hope that these next ones, I mean, it's springtime. We're used to this happening every year and it's pretty normal.
It is.
But the amount of deaths is not normal.
I'm
very sad about that. But anyway, let's see what else we had a fun surprise kind of fun thing this weekend. So Thatcher came in, he and his buddy Luke drove in on Friday and Luke is staying with his dad out at a hotel because Luke's brother, Clint, is one of the goalies for the Minnesota MLS soccer team. And they Joni, they're the loons.
Oh my gosh.
It makes me so happy.
Yes.
They're the loons. I'm sure that
I might need to be on that team.
I love it. I was like, what are y'all? Because I saw there was a bird. They have a cool, you know, bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Logo. And I asked him and anyway, and he's like, we're the loons. And I was like, oh, of course you are. Of course. Anyway, his brother, Clint, is one of the goalies for that team. So his dad, anyway, they ended up getting us all tickets and we got to go to the game,
which
was really a huge, huge blessing because that is sold out. There's no way we, the whole season. Oh, hang on. Oh, why do I never turn this off? And people always call me during this. Okay. It was a huge, huge blessing. Cause like I said, just tickets, it's not a huge stadium. It holds about maybe 30,000.
Okay. No, not a huge,
no,
just like three times the,
it's not
three
like
times in my whole it's town, not, my whole not, county.
It's not baseball, football size. It's small, but it's a really cool, I was just about as excited to see the stadium and get in there as I was to get to see the game. Cause it's right smack kind of in the middle of downtown St. Louis, right next to Union Station, the old historic train station, the big Ferris wheel. It's just right smack in the middle. And it's this beautiful, just square, kind of open. The geometry of the building are really gorgeous. The views through, the lighting. It was a spectacle. It was, I was mighty impressed. Am I going to lie? I was not impressed that we lost. That was our first
loss. What about opening day? Did you go to opening day?
No, I did not go to opening day. I've only been to opening day one time. I don't really try. I usually just somehow we ended up getting tickets or something, but I did not. Didn't we lose? I think we lost that game too, but then we won some more against the old Blue Jays. So I didn't. But did you see Adam Wainwright sang the national anthem on opening day? He was just in the lineup, just standing there. And then when it was time, they're like, and now to sing the national anthem, Adam Wainwright. And he walks out and sings the national anthem.
I hate that I missed that.
Go watch it.
I missed that.
Go watch it on YouTube. It's so cute. He has a good little voice, and that song is hard to sing.
It is hard to sing.
It's not easy to sing because if you don't start low enough, you're in deep doo-doo when you on that last.
Yeah.
And he got out there, took his little hat off, and sang that song.
I'm going to say, what?
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and then it was really fun because at the soccer match, he came out and did the coin toss. Adam Wainwright. Oh, okay. So that was
you had a whole Wainwright week.
It was a Wainwright fest. It's great.
No, one of my girls, she was on our basketball team a couple of years ago, and she went out and sang the national anthem. Oh. And Kimmy Callahan is her name, my little Kimmy. Mm-hmm. And it brought tears to my eyes. I mean, she did such a fabulous job that, you know, it's not often that I tear up during the national anthem, but it was extremely moving.
Yeah. When it's done well and simply and well, it's just really, it's still very powerful. Yeah. I tear up almost every time. So I'm a big sucker pants. Yeah. But anyway, that was super fun. We had great seats. I mean, there's no bad seats. But it was just really nice and fun. It was fun to see that. So that was a super blessing. We got to hang with Luke and his dad beforehand. His dad, Roy, at the, we went down to City Foundry, which is a kind of a food hall and shopping kind of little thing. And we had food and we hung out and that was really fun. Luke is in the wedding. So he's one of his good buddies that'll be in the wedding. So, so that was really fun. Then, I guess it was late. I think it was that afternoon when we were leaving to go down there. And I got to tell you, so our church a few weeks back had a bin when you were leaving, when you were exiting out, leaving, and some group had made up. In fact, I have one right here. I got one I need to stick back in my car. You know how you, I don't know, you guys, it's a bag with stuff for, that you can hand out if someone's on the corner, like a homeless person that there's quite a bit up here by us. We see them all the time, which is,
seems like the cities are getting worse.
It definitely is here.
Nashville is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible.
It's very sad. But anyway, so they put together all these little bags and they've got like water bottle and socks and lotion and toothpaste and a toothbrush and mints and, you know, all kind of little things. And then a verse or like a little encouragement note. And then there's a paper that has a whole list of resources, like, you know, where they places can get, you can go, you know,
yeah,
places you can get help. Anyway, so I have those in the car. We just stack. I took like four or five. And anyway, and so there was one in the back of Tim's truck, and we're getting in there and we're going wherever to the game. And I look back there and Thatcher is opening it up, Joni. He's opening it and digging down to get a mint out the bottom of the homeless bag. I looked at him. I went, "What are you doing?" And he's like, he's just holding it. I'm like, "That's the for the homeless." And he went, "Oh, I thought it was for us. I just thought it was a treat bag." I'm like, "You idiot."
Yes, got, with socks an and idiot. Shampoo.
It's got socks and it's got, but he sees these little mints down here at the bottom and he's digging in there to take the mints out of the bag for the homeless. Y'all, I have not raised them right. And Hudson was there. And he goes, "I thought it was too. I thought the church was just giving those out for us." I'm like,
"Geez." Oh my goodness.
So that's how my family's doing. That's how my boys are doing.
Yeah.
And I did tell him, I said, "Okay. Oh, that's going on the podcast." He was like, "Oh, crap."
Yeah.
Digging like a little boy. Opened his little Ziploc.
Shame on you, Thatcher.
Reaching
I
down
can
in
see
there.
His face. Yeah.
Oh, you can. He had the little mint in his hand. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" I said, "That's for the homeless."
You know, you sent that picture of him poking around in the fire.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like you when I looked at it. I can see, you know, 10-year-old Thatcher out there.
Yep.
That,
the same face,
and
the concentration.
That was the face that I saw.
Yep. I know. I teared up. I always sent her a little picture last night. We were out in the yard and he was making a little fire and poking around at it. And I did. I just looked. It was something he did with a stick too. It was like he dropped it weird and he was like, "Oh," you know, and it kind of went weird. Mm-hmm. And it just, he looked, he was 10. And I was like,
he was 10 all over again. Yeah.
So I had to text Joni and say,
"Oh, anyway. Goodness."
Yeah. So, but other than that, we've had a good,
so
good
are
weekend.
you ready for Easter now?
I'm pretty ready. I'm okay. I got my list. I got the grocery little list made up. I'm about to set the table. Uh-huh. I've got the stuff kind of out and I'm going to set the table probably tomorrow. And what?
That's like the last thing on my, this is the difference between the
I
two
know.
Of us here.
I know.
That's like the last thing on my list. Of course,
it
Holly,
used
though,
to be.
People, let me explain to you.
Oh, boy.
I set the table and Holly has a tablescape.
Anyway.
It is. There's no room for food on Holly's table.
Well, sometimes there isn't. Who cares about the food?
See?
Anyway, we do a buffet in the other room. Just calm down. Everyone gets food. No, but I've gotten much more do it ahead now than I ever was. And it's partly because I don't enjoy the stress. I just don't enjoy it. And I know all the cooking and prep and being with people and doing all that is coming. And so I'm like, I just want it done. And then I get to look at it for a few days, which when you kind of go through a little bit of effort, it is nice to just have it be pretty for a few days.
Right.
So I've gotten much more. I didn't used to do it early. I used to do it maybe the day before, maybe, you know,
well,
but now
you
I'm
need,
like,
we need to post your pictures of your table on here because they're always beautiful.
Okay. I will. It's I'll try to remember and do that. But, it's when I get it set this week. So,
and my mom is not even coming for Easter.
What? She's boycotting your Easter?
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing.
You know, I said last time that it was, you know, Streety is gone. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, it's smaller. But now my mother says to me, she said, "Well, I get back in Memphis and I have 4 p.m. and that Saturday. And then I've got a doctor's appointment Monday." And
Okay.
"And you're just going to stay in Memphis."
Yeah.
She said, I think I will. Okay. And I'm like,
you
and
know what?
Now we're down to 5.
You are, but you know what? There's something really special about it just being the OG 5. Like, not that your mom's not, but you know what I mean? Just your little nuclear family that's doesn't happen very often, which the few times that that's happened, you know, it's been kind of like, wow, it'll be special. It'll be good. But Mimi, she's just going to have Easter with Marianne or what'd you say?
I don't know exactly, but I don't know what they'll do.
She's going to go to brunch at the Peabody and like be live it up and leave you. She could have invited you to
most
brunch.
Most likely.
Come on over.
Maybe I'll go
to
Memphis. No, I don't know.
No, so. you'll have a great. Yeah, so we got our menu. We got things kind of figured out. What do you? We already talked about your food. I did have a question.
Are you serving anything interesting?
Well, we always just kind of the basic stuff, but we always have our big tradition that has being passed on to our kids that they love, and like they come home for that. They bring their people, they come home because we have artichokes and hollandaise sauce.
I was going to say the steamed artichoke.
It's one of our favorite things. We have it once a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're just delicious and we all love them. So that the kids, it's funny because Avery was telling Joey all about it because he's going to come too, which is cool. And she was telling him, explaining to him the artichokes. And I was like, she was telling me this and I'm like, well, don't like freak him out. Like if he doesn't like it, like you don't want to build it up to where everyone in our family loves this. And if you don't, it's not a test of like whether you can stay.
Yes, it is, Joey. Okay. It's a test.
It's a test. But it was so funny. I think she was just explaining to him, and he hadn't had one before. So you do have to kind of.
I love it. I mean, you just sit down to this whole artichoke. It's
beautiful. It's fancy. It's fest. It's just something different. And we make homemade hollandaise, which is just banger to die for. And that's really the star of the show. And then after that, we do the ham and the some kind of carrots, I think. I think I'm going to do these wasabi mashed pea kind of situation. Yeah. Or pea. I like some bright greens and some carrots.
See, my boys are so picky. It's just.
Yeah, that's all right. So. You've got good stuff. Everyone has their thing that to them feels like,
home.
Yeah, the tradition. So. Speaking of Easter, so I wanted to share really quickly I don't know what you'd call it. It's not really a devotion, but I guess it kind of is a little bit. This time of year, between then you've got Good Friday coming up and then Easter. And I always, I was privileged enough in college. I was in a big choir and then a smaller choir anyway. And we sang Messiah every year, big oratorio society in Grand Rapids. Anyway, I've been able to sing it many times, so very familiar with it. And there's one piece that this time of year I would love. I'm going to put a link in, I'll send the link to you and you can stick it up in there. And it's a piece that many people are familiar with. It's the All We Like Sheep Have Gone Astray. And it's one of the real All We Like Sheep. It's really perky. Have gone astray. It's like really Handel wrote it in this kind of the Baroque time. So it's very fluffy and like sheep jumping through the pastures, and it's very happy, and the music is.
Yeah.
The words, of course, are all we like sheep have gone astray, everyone to his own way. We have turned everyone to his own way. But these little sheep are just frolicking and having, a light little dandy time. And then right after it, this to me is one of the pieces of music. If you go and listen to it, I'd encourage everyone on Good Friday, take a minute. If we got a million things to do, but sometime on Good Friday, just click on the link, go look it up, go do whatever you want to do, and listen to just that piece. Because the contrast that Handel does with this music, both musically and mood and spiritually, it's probably one of my favorite moments in music history. Like there's lots of good moments, but this moment, you've got the All We Like Sheep. Again, it's very like da 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 da. It's very like happy sheep are pouncing all around while they're going astray and turning their own way. And we've all, we're having a great time. And then at the end of that wraps up. And then immediately following, it completely shifts gears musically and goes into this very somber, slow, methodic kind of music. And the words to that are, "And he hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." And it socks you right
in the gut.
The contrast there is so amazing. If you don't have time to go to the service, or you do, or you devotion, whatever it is, just sometime this weekend, I would really encourage people, just take a few minutes. The spiritual application, of course, that we're going along frolicking in our sin.
Yeah. Fool's folly.
Exactly. And we're just, we've gone astray. It's all kind of light and funny and happy until...
until the price tag comes due.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Until we see what that cost. And it's just those simple words. And he hath laid on him over and over again a few times the iniquity of us all. And you're like, oh, it's so good. It's one of my favorite moments. I love all year long. I wait so I can just like, you know, I get chills every time I hear it. So that's my little spiritual time. And now, what are your top Easter candies, Joni?
Oh, my top Easter candies. I thought you were going to ask me memories.
Well, that you can do that too. We can do that too.
Okay. Well, I don't have top Easter. I will say I rather enjoy the coconut nest. Do you have the little chocolate coconut nest?
The ones you make yourself, right? Or the ones you can buy them?
No, this is Russell Stover's.
Oh, yeah. I don't see those very much anymore.
I don't either. And that.
Do they have jelly beans in them or nothing in them?
No. Well, no, they're just nothing. They're just chocolate.
A little nest.
Chocolate coconut nest.
That would be a top one.
So, yeah, that's it for me. That would be my top one. Now, jelly beans, I'm not a big candy person, you know.
I'm not a big jelly beany kind of person.
But the best jelly beans are the Russell Stover's. Not the Jelly Bellies, the Brock's.
Yeah. Russell Stover's has jelly beans?
Yes, but you almost have to go to like a legit drugstore. It's real pectin and they have, if I'm going to eat a jelly bean, it's going to be the Russell Stover's jelly bean.
Okay. I did not know that.
And after that, I don't really have a, I don't have a third candy. I don't guess, but
well, I would love those coconut nests. I don't remember ever have. I've seen the coconut nests, but I don't remember us ever getting them. But I would love that. I'm kind of basic, but just the Hershey's chocolate eggs. You know, it's like the Kisses, but they're eggs, and they in the foil. I don't know if they're just Hershey's. Yeah. They're the chocolate eggs. Mm-hmm. Those are just always a classic. And then I was a big fan of the speckled malted eggs, the malted ball eggs. I liked those. Not everyone likes those, but that was a big hit for me when I was a kid. And when I opened up cracked open that egg and that was in there, I was like, woohoo. But probably my favorite, this isn't a candy either, but it's a treat. It's a dessert. And I can't find them very much anymore. It makes me so depressed. I'm very depressed. I'm going to look again this week. Straub's here in town is the place that I've always gotten them in the past. But anyway, they are just these, they're petit-fours, basically. They're petit-four, little tiny cakes, egg shape, yellow, delicious, just yellow cake or whatever. And they're covered in the pastel icing to look like egg. They just look like these beautiful egg petit-four, but the icing is like that soft icing. I don't know how to explain it. It's not fluffy, but you know what I mean? It's smooth.
It's like
a glaze or a fondant. It's not really a fondant.
Not quite. That chewy kind of thing.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's just that nice. And it's so good. I can pound those babies right there. I'll tell you right now. And they come in the prettiest. They come in blue and purple and green, like all your color, just plain colored iced petit-four eggs, and I'm gonna go look, but I'm just gonna be disappointed.
Well,
maybe Straub's. Listen,
you'll have to go up there and tell them. Say, look here.
I will. I should make a scene, shouldn't I? I should chain myself to the door.
There you go.
It always comes down to that. Okay. Well, what are your memories? Did you have a good memory? I mean, you know, Easter was always so fun. Church was always so fun. Getting dressed up.
I know new Easter stuff. You know, and it's not the same. I'm sorry, but it's just not the same with boys. But there was something, you know, I mean, just doing that shopping. When I was little, it was time for a new dress. And then we wore bonnets.
And gloves. We would get little tiny gloves and new shoes.
Stuff and gloves. Yeah, gloves.
It was special.
I had those little socks that would fold down and had the lace around them. And, you know, but it was just being... with my mom and my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And of course, we always would go to grandmother's for lunch. Nice. And, you know, but family would come in. Marianne would come with her boys. Mm-hmm. And my cousin Lena, my grandmother's cousin, Lena would show up. And aww, it was just...
just a fun family.
Being there.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, it was... we'd hunt, oh, my little eggs. I mean, I was so careful with my eggs. I took such pride in dyeing them and hiding them. And then my boys came along and I was just ready to do all, they don't give a rip snort about dyeing eggs.
So, mine didn't love it. Mine did it for a while, but
No. Here's what we've done from day one, because I had to come up with something, because I still love the dyeing of the eggs, you know, it's just the whole thing. But we have egg smash. And so we go out, we have Easter lunch, and then we go out with baseball bats and tennis rackets or, you know, whatever they want. And we play baseball with the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And it's great fun, actually.
I was going to say, you've made something that your that has been fun memory and time for your boys to do. And that's fun.
And they're boys, you know, but I mean, they hit those eggs and it just goes flying everywhere. We're picking out hard-boiled eggs out of our hair. And I mean, the dogs are running around. But
I don't know. This year, man,
egg smash
with
that.
You may not be able to afford your egg smash.
Oh, my gosh. And that's the truth. I know.
Like, we're just going to pretend to smash them.
Now, I did get wise, though, and I started dyeing some without boiling them.
Yeah, you were. I remember that.
And they would. John Garrett was the first one that got a raw one.
That
was
makes me
fantastic.
Very happy.
Yeah. I love it.
I love that too.
Yeah. So
that little surprise factor. That makes me really happy. Yeah, I love that. That's so cool.
It just goes all over.
It just will spray everywhere.
So,
jeez, I love it so much.
Joni, classy as always.
Always, guys.
Now. Here is my next memory, and I'll let it go after this.
Okay.
So, as you know, and I don't know that I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I was very close with a little family, and I called them Man, Mama Blunt, and May Francis. Mm-hmm. So, Man and Mama Blunt had May Francis. That's the only child that they had. She never married. She never had kids. So I was like the adopted granddaughter. And that kind of happened. My mom had cancer when I was 2. And she was in the hospital in Boston for like 6 months or something. So I was staying with my grandparents, and May Francis was young adult at that point, and she'd just come and take me around and we go do stuff. And anyway, so that's how that relationship developed. But Mama Blunt's probably, I think she was like 93 or something when The Passion came out. And so we went, I took her to see, she went to go see The Passion. So we went to the theater to see The Passion. And we came and she was so mad. She was so mad. Of course, if you haven't seen The Passion, it's
right. She's talking about The Passion of Christ, in case
Passion
anyone's...
of Christ. Yeah.
It is
yeah,
hard
the
to
Passion
watch.
Of Christ. I didn't take her to see a porno.
Was making sure people understood. Mary Margaret. Okay.
Mary Margaret.
It was The Passion of Christ.
We're talking about Jesus.
Okay.
But she was so mad. And it is hard to watch.
It is
hard to watch. There are times
I
try to force myself to not close my eyes, but it's hard. It's a hard movie. Mm-hmm. And so I brought her back home, and she was spitting fire mad. And she came in and she slammed her purse down on the floor and she plopped down in that seat. And May Francis said, Mom, she said, I'm so mad I could just spit. She's, what are you so mad at? She's, I'm so mad at those Jews. I am so mad at them.
Oh, no.
The Jews and the Rome. I could just, oh, you know, and she's having this fit. And I said,
no.
But Mama Blunt, I said, you've got to understand, that's us that did that.
Right.
And she said, what? I said, that's your sin and my sin. That's what put him on the cross. That's what we It's our mm-hmm. sin that did the beating. It's our sin. Mm-hmm. That was us mm-hmm. that put him on the cross like that. Not the Jews. They were just the physical element. Right. You know, she looks at me. Of course, she knows I'm right. You know, she looks at me and she goes, well, it may have been your sin, but it wasn't mine.
Oh, no.
And then she burst out laughing.
Okay, okay, you know? Okay. But,
yeah,
she's wanted out. To get you a zinger.
She just, yeah. Oh,
the lightning came and
struck. She didn't want to, yeah, she didn't want to claim that she was responsible for any of that.
But, right. Well, yeah. As none of us do, it's not real fun, but.
No, oh, that's and it's the hard. I mean, even, you know, Palm Sunday, mm-hmm. I thought, you know, I love the kids coming in with the palms and Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Mm-hmm. And then I just tear up because I know what's coming.
I know.
And I know it's me.
I know. It's every year we get to kind of rehearse and relive the whole, in a condensed week, you know, really the whole, you know, kind of Christmas on through Easter is really kind of the broader, but this week of, you know, what the story of redemption and salvation, and it's intense, but you can't have Easter, you know, without Good Friday. You That's can't, right. you know, it doesn't, it's the bookend of the, you know, you have to have it or you don't have the other. So it's tough. Yeah. You're right. But it's a time to rejoice and it's a time to be grateful. And
I'm always every year like, why me? Mm-hmm. Why would you do this for me? Mm-hmm. You see me, right? You see how horrible I am. Why?
Yep.
Why would you care?
And I think the only taste that we can very imperfectly get of that is that God has given us in our relationship with children, or if you don't have children, mm-hmm. there's people, you know, and children and friends, you know, but you know, there's not a lot I wouldn't do.
Yeah. For your,
but
for
he
your
gave kids. Up. But that's the thing too, is he gave his son, you know, knowing that it was going to be, knowing he was going to win and that sin would be defeated and paid, you know, but still that's not an easy thing, but he did it because of, you know, the love. So it's quite mind blowing. So it's a great time of year. It's a wonderful time to rejoice and all that good stuff. So, but I will say, we need to cancel all the mall Easter bunnies. Listen, they're terrifying. Joni, I was at the mall the other day. I turned a corner. This big bunny was walking with his little helper and he waved at me and I was like twitching. I'm like, oh Lord, I'm gonna cut you, man.
Hey, so Holly has a great fear of clowns and now
people in big outfits, dressed up.
Easter.
I don't like it. Mm-mm. I don't like it. I don't want to slap you in your little head and knock that head right off of you and see who's in there. I don't like it. And he's waving at me. I'm like, I'm a grown woman. What are you doing? Anyway, I'm sorry.
I hate you weren't around when I was the high school mascot. I terrorized you.
Thank God every day that I wasn't around. I ain't doing it. I like mascots. Again, I like them from afar, how they're funny and they do their thing. I think they're funny. Like, I like how they dance and they do all their stuff. Anyway, Easter Bunny, I had an encounter with him at the mall. Okay, moving on to, you wrote down caftan. What's going on? Did I hook you? Are you in?
Okay.
Are you Mrs. Roper too?
If you missed last week and you're just tuning in, Holly has bought a caftan and rope wedges and big glasses.
And
tells me, you're going to buy a caftan and we're going to wear them to serve groomsmen breakfast.
Yep.
Okay. How do I say this?
She doesn't have any words, y'all. She's stuck. What?
Which is pretty rare.
Which is so rare.
As a favor to you, I looked at caftans. Yes. Let me just tell you, I am not built for a caftan.
You are.
I'm not. That is such a B. That is a B author thing. No. That is a B author.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. She.
No, but
it's
got the flowy with the sleeves and the ones that come up high. I can't wear the ones that come up real high under the boobies because that looks stupid on me.
Well, I'm going to have to get.
Why can't you?
I will buy a bathing suit cover up.
Yeah.
Is about.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to go. See, you're B author.
Yeah.
And I'm white.
It's true.
But I'm not ready to be Betty White yet.
You're Sophia. You're the mom. You're the tiny little.
I'm not.
You're the tiny little mom. What's her name, Sophia?
Thanks. Sophia, she's I think great. That was her name. She's I'm not great. Ready to be Sophia yet. I'm
I know.
Not. I'm not there.
Okay.
I'm not there.
Okay. One day, I know. I think you could, but like
I did
a cover
look
up
for some,
like a beach. Like that's the thing is a lot of those beach. In fact, I bought another one that was a shorter sleeve, black kind of V-neck.
Listen and it's to yourself. What? You're buying old lady clothes.
No, this is not old lady. It's V-neck in the front. It goes, you know, and it's got little ties.
The girls, are you showing
no,
some girls?
No, they're everyone's going to be put away. But
okay.
I'm just saying it's black. It's kind of got slit, you know, and I can wear it, though, with like a black slip and a black tank, and it's a dress.
Okay.
You know the rule. If you can and wear a bra,
it's a dress.
So.
But see, here's the thing. It doesn't matter. I could wear a turtleneck and the girls are popping out. So
I know. That's fine. The caftan is built for that, honey. They literally, they're like the style that the ones, the different styles that like come up here and they are built for the girls. I don't know what you're complaining about. Do I have to send you one? Golly, I have to do everything. I have to do everything around here. No, but you could get a shorter, like you said, a cover up that, you know, comes down to the, like a short caftan. You don't have to wear.
I even looked up petite caftans.
It's they not a real not petite make. Girl look. It's not. It's no. It's a tall. Mm-mm. Yeah. No, that I agree
the
with
author
that.
Look.
Yeah, that's right. I'm ready.
So,
but I think you could, like I said, you could get a caftan style cover up that's shorter that will probably work.
Okay. Oh
my gosh.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Just
I'm not,
do it.
I'm not ready for Betty White yet.
And
I
you've
loved
got your,
Betty White.
You've got your big blue sunglasses already.
I do, that you're, yeah.
That my dad gave us for, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could just slip those on and go out and sit at the pool. I'm telling you.
Hey, did I tell you Boogie staying with me? Have I told you that?
No. Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I kind of hoped. Because, I didn't want to volunteer anything, but.
Well.
Excellent.
I sent him a text because. I said, hey, are you going to Thatcher's wedding?
Mm-hmm.
And my phone rings. Or he said, yes. And then my phone rings and it's him. And I just picked it up and I said, good, because you're helping me with Thatcher's breakfast. He went, wait.
What's happening?
I call you. I don't get a hello.
Nope.
I get, how am I helping you with Thatcher's breakfast? I said, you're Tim's friend.
Oh.
I'm Holly's friend. We're doing the groomsmen breakfast.
Oh, you
together.
Roped him into it. Oh,
anyway, and then we talked. And anyway, he was like, where are you staying? I said, okay, I got an extra room. So
okay.
Yeah, he's going to stay with us.
Okay. That is going to be great. That makes me so happy. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
that makes
Caleb
me happy.
Shank is so excited.
Oh,
he is so excited that Uncle Boogie is.
Oh,
is
that's good. And Hudson's probably going to end up over there at least. Who knows? He's already told me. He's like, I'm going to go over there. I'm like, dude, he's definitely staying the night before. At the hotel, the fancy hotel with Thatch and a couple of his group anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just know between that and our house and your house that depending on how early he comes in, he'll stay somewhere.
Okay.
But he's like, I'm going to go over there with them. I'm like, oh, good Lord. Just make sure nobody gets injured. But oh, that's super fun. So see, you have to have your little caftans to wear around, you know, that you can put on over your swimsuit or whatever.
Okay.
And you can just like be the little hostess with the
hostess.
Okay. All right, guys. I need to calm down, but I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
You do need to calm down.
I know, but I can't. Yep. I can't. I'm ready for summer. I'm ready for it. Okay. So we talked about caftan. The next thing I see here is that Mama can't cook. What's going on?
Okay, no, so I was going to be, are you ready for my recipe?
I guess
because
so.
That's
I mean,
going to be part of my recipe.
Okay, unless there's anything else you wanted to talk about.
So I have, no, not really.
Okay.
I think we've covered it.
I think
unless
we've done a lot.
Do you got something?
No.
Okay.
I feel like caftans and we're done.
I have come across a new recipe and it is a blueberry trifle.
Oh, I love trifle.
It is so great. And I know I've done a lot of desserts on here, but this one is so good.
Mm.
It's light. But here's where I was going with. My mom is not a cook. She's a math teacher, right?
Right.
And the first Thanksgiving after my grandmother died, because my grandmother cooked everything. Hmm. The first Thanksgiving after my grandmother died, I had strep really bad.
Oh, that's right. Because you talked about this.
I'd never had strep. Yeah.
You talked about this on here a while ago.
Did I tell you this already?
Okay. I think you did, but I don't know.
Well, anyway, I had strep really bad and I'd never had it before. So I just knew I had a sore throat.
Right.
Well, so I let it get really bad to a point that it was bad, bad. Anyway, I finally got on some medicine, but by Thanksgiving, it still was not cleared up. And I'd come home from college and I just still couldn't swallow very well. And mom had made this Thanksgiving dinner, her first Thanksgiving dinner. And I could tell by the look on people's faces that I was kind of glad I couldn't swallow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, she's gotten so much better since then. And she makes some things that are fabulous. Mm-hmm. Her cornbread dressing is out of this world. That's where I'm going. Cherry berries on a cloud that is your favorite dessert, I think, that my mother makes.
I love it.
Is the cherry berries on a cloud.
It's so good.
This is so light like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a good... I forgot. Ron tried to say it was a mixture between cherry berries on a cloud and something else. I forgot what he compared it with. But it's better than the cherry berries on a cloud.
How is that possible?
But it's so light, you know, and that's the thing with summer and, you know, spring. It's just a light instead of a heavy dessert. Yeah. It's just such a light
And they're
thing.
Pretty. So, they're so pretty. Like a trifle thing is so pretty.
They are.
I love that. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so excited. Well, what's in it that makes it
so, and
like the cherry berries on a cloud there's a meringue and then there's a cream that's a meringue base.
It's a meringue. Yeah.
And does this one have cake or anything in it or what is it?
Right. So it has angel food cake.
Okay.
That you cut up into little cubes.
Oh, I love that.
That's good. The angel food cake is light. Then it has a cream mixture and blueberry mixture and then a whipping cream and you can do it in a trifle bowl, but like I made one for church Sunday and I just did it and I have a really pretty blue 9x13 and I just did it
in a flat. You could do it in any kind of, but yeah, you could do that for sure for a group.
Right. So I'm going to post that recipe.
Okay, good. I also have
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It made me think long time ago, I bought these little, I don't know where I got them. It was nowhere fancy. They're basically little mini individual trifle shape.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be adorable. Like a little mini personal trifle. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I'll do that for, hurry up and post.
It would be a really good Easter.
It would be.
It would be really.
Maybe I can, man, that sounds good. I was just going to get a coconut cream pie and then some little things. So I think I might still do that. But man,
well,
that sounds
really easy.
Good.
It's easy. It's quick. It didn't take me very long to make the other day. So
I might make some of those. That sounds fun. Okay.
Of the week.
I love it. And you just wanted to tell that your mama couldn't cook with that? That's very.
I just had to say that. No, I'm just saying she had. I just think that's a funny story looked at those faces. But she has a few specialties, and that cherry berries on a cloud is one of her specialties that
she made
can
that
really cook.
Years and years ago, one of the 4th of July's that we've been going there for 4th of July for forever to see y'all. And I believe because it was, did she put blueberries in it or was it just the cherries?
I think she put some blueberries in it for 4th of July. Right.
And it was so good. I remember sitting on her porch, on the porch of her house, and she served up that stuff. And I was like, this is good. Anyway. Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, do you know it's your week to do top three?
I do know it's my week to do top three.
I'm always afraid I'm going to just surprise you.
I know, sometimes. I'm better now that I'm through the chaos of, you know, what was February.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Okay.
So.
What do you have? We're ready for top three.
Top three.
I do. All right. So in line with the tornadoes and the disaster that we have had, I have a 55-gallon water drum out in my garage. Now, and this to start, we have the fire department that comes and talks to my class all the time. And from working at the health department and talking about the New Madrid fault, all these things.
Right.
Water is going to be one of the most critical things in the time of an emergency that you can have.
Yep.
And so I will say that the water drum and need about 3 gallons per person per day
for water hygiene and drinking. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For hygiene and drinking. Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
which that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's
Are you
a
sure
lot.
It's 3 gallons? This is when
3 gallons. Or no, wow. Wait, maybe
I don't
it was
think
a,
it's three.
Hang on. Maybe it's a gallon.
I think it's a gallon a day.
Here it is. It's a gallon mm-hmm. per person.
Yes,
a day. And you need about three. That's where I am. Yep. And you need about 3 days.
That's it. Because I'm like, 3 gallons a day is a lot. I don't think you need to be washing that well.
Sorry. Yep.
Like, calm down. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But gotcha. You need, so a gallon per person
per day for whatever amount of time
and you need
want.
A 3 day supply.
Yeah.
So, well, we had 5 people in our family. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you know, so, but I have this 55 gallon drum and it's in my garage and it has a little spout on it too, that you can hook a hose up mm-hmm. to drain it out mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So nice. But the peace of mind that comes with it, I will say it's about $120, or it was when I bought it.
Yeah.
But it's worth every penny to me that I didn't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about it, period. So that's one.
Great.
And I'll link
that's
to
really
that.
Good. That's good.
The next thing that I love, one of my favorites, is baseball.
Oh,
it's baseball. Whether it's Mississippi State baseball and Duty Noble. Man, I love the field at Mississippi State.
I need to go. Cardinal, that's next year. I'm going to go.
Cardinal baseball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's so great. You know, and my granddaddy, I remember sitting on his lap and him telling me, he was teaching me about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't know if I've ever told you this, he was recruited to play for the Cardinals.
You
when
did
he was
tell me that. That's pretty
boy.
Cool. That's amazing.
But yeah. He was he was 17 years old and his dad went and signed for him to go because he wanted him to be a preacher.
You could have been up here in St. Louis.
I could have.
Grandpa.
I could have.
Okay.
That's right. Then I might have been a city girl.
Yeah.
But no. But he was recruited to play for the Cardinals. So, I mean, we've been... And I love everything about it. I love the way it smells.
Mm-hmm.
I love the seven
sound.
Inning stretch.
Yep.
I love the crack of the bat. Man, and I love a good grand slam when it is when it's my team.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I love everything about baseball and the ump and the organ and the, you know.
Yep.
I just love it.
It's fun to go. It's fun to go to them because you can baseball is unique because it's kind of slower paced, you know, something will happen real, you know, there'll be like a minute of activity. And then, so like when you're with people and you're kind of visiting, it's a good hang. It's a good hangout.
It is.
And you're watching the thing and you're having fun. It's fun. Unlike, I mean, I love basketball. I love all, but you know, you got to really, you're really watching, you know, intense. Yeah. So awesome. Okay.
It's pretty laid back.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. It's chill.
Okay. And my third one, and I don't know exactly how to word this, I love how the senses bring back memories. Mm. And, you know, we talk about, I mean, songs, obviously, what it was, Trisha Yearwood's, the song Remembers When.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and there are certain.
Ugh.
Yeah. Isn't it a great song?
It's so
But
good.
It does. The song Remembers When. And, you know, I hear Indigo Girls,
mm-hmm.
and
I'm in the camp. I'm in the truck. I'm in the white truck with you,
and
doing something, cleaning a bathroom, doing something. Yep. Yep.
Patsy Cline, I'm cleaning the bathroom.
Absolutely.
You know,
every time
with you, and it takes you, you know, right back to that moment in time, to that place in time. But it's not, and that's probably the most prevalent. But even, you know, smells, and you and I have talked about. Mm-hmm. Smells, and there's something about this time of year, really in May.
Yep.
It's the, you know, a wet wood or
railroad
I'm like,
ties.
Okay, it's time to get my
wet railroad ties.
It's time
and I'm
to
like,
get
it's camp.
Time to pack for camp.
Yep.
It is time. You know.
Yep.
But you're right back there. The smell of asphalt. It's mm-hmm. the lodge court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even silver.
Baja.
Mm-hmm. Silver Dollar City. I mean, that asphalt smell.
Uh-huh. And, that hot asphalt. Yep.
There's just, yeah, you know, I can smell roasted nuts and I'm back in my Grande's drugstore, mm-hmm. or, you know, a cologne that reminds me of somebody, or perfume, mm-hmm. or, mm-hmm. you know, and there are things that even you don't realize it's going to bring back mm-hmm. a memory that you smell, mm-hmm. and you go, oh man, that reminds me of, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It'll and it's instantly. Such a clear, vivid yeah. memory. I can watch Charlie Brown, whatever, you know, it's the Great Pumpkin or, mm-hmm. or the Easter Beagle or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I see that and I can feel the blue shag carpet in mm-hmm. my parents' house because mm-hmm. I'd be laying on the floor watching.
Ours was
that,
green. Yep. We had green. Yep. Yep. Right there in it.
And I can feel it. And my dad sitting behind me yeah. and mom's grading papers. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just, and I love that whole sensory experience that can take you back to, you know, just really, really great places. And, you know, maybe not all of them are happy, but
yeah,
it's,
that's true. Like the smell of certain hospitals and certain things like that can really kind of be more negative, but, that's actually cause,
and even bad smells.
Yeah.
The memory's so good.
Oh yeah.
You know, the, horse manure.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, a horse barn.
Let's go.
Everyone gets in there and they're like, ew. And I'm like,
love it.
The leather and the horse sweat.
Yeah. Yes.
Just breathe it in, the sawdust. Yep. Oh, you guys, it's good. It's real good. But that's the thing. And good. The reason, the scientific reason for that, which I just over the past few years kind of learned a little bit about, but it's because of the part of the brain, your amygdala, which is the little part of your brain that controls your emotions and your memory. Okay, it's a little part. It's the amygdala. And the only sense that communicates directly to the amygdala is smell.
Really?
So it is connected in there. So that is why when you smell a certain cookies and you're in grandma's kitchen, you nailed it because you're like, it's so intense, the memory. And it's because that sense is connected directly to the amygdala that controls memory and emotions. So
a gymnasium is another one that, you know, that can trigger such a strong memory. You know, it's just, I don't know.
It's bizarre, isn't it? It's really pretty cool.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And even touch, I mean, I can feel some things and go, ooh, that feels like my grandmother's sheets. You know, or that's, you know, it's just, it just brings back so many memories, just the senses, you know.
And I think the second one
come out of nowhere.
Right. I think the second one that does that, like you said before, is sounds, or more like, I think when I realized it was, you know, you see pictures of your grandparents who have passed away or whatever, but if you hear a recording of their voice, it's 100% more emotional. A picture's great, but you hear them talking. Like we had some old records of my dad's parents and I saved a message from my grandpa that he left on our answering machine a million years ago, you know, and when you hear their voice is when you just go, brings it all back. It's so cool. Yep. Very cool.
Yeah, I have a little cassette of my granddaddy talking. Gosh, I'm gonna cry.
I know. It's emotional to hear their voice because that seems more like them than a still picture.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
So. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. God is awesome. That's how funny. He made us to you know, work that way.
And I think I talked about it even at, I think one of our Christmas shows, I talked how I stood in front of the, it was like during Christmas parade and all this Christmas stuff downtown. And I was out walking and I stopped at my granddaddy's old drugstore, the building where the drugstore was. And I just peered through the glass and all of a sudden, I mean, it's like everything came back. Like I was looking at this movie screen just in, you know, I could see the pharmacy counter in the back and the, you know, the where counters were and the magazine set up and the whole display. And it just was,
isn't that something?
I don't know. I guess the older I get, the more I long for things past.
Yeah. But anyway. I think so. I think that's natural. That's very cool. Well, that is awesome. And that kind of encourages us even as we're going through, You know, we're about to hit another holiday time, which are big, filled with lots of memories.
Lots of memories.
Emotions, yeah. And times and things. And as we, you know, we talk about on here the foods we're making, and I'm talking about, you know, the Messiah and music and the different music you play, whether it's Christmas or Easter, the different smells and sights, the things that we do in our homes bring all that. Like that's, it's an important part of creating that, those memories, because they're sealed in our senses and it's very important. So,
you know, during COVID, when everything was, you know, Easter was online and all of that, someone in our neighborhood, we have a little neighborhood group chat kind of thing. And somebody said, let's go at 10 o'clock. Everybody go out and ring a bell on their front porch. Mm. Well, we did. And when the bell stopped, Caleb has this huge, it's not actually huge, but it's a, I don't know, boom box. Is that what we call it?
Speaker thing. A big old speaker.
But it's a speaker. Mm-hmm. And of course, now it's connected to Bluetooth and all that. So when the bell stopped, I cranked that baby up and played Handel's Messiah.
There you go.
And it filtered awesome. Through the entire neighborhood.
I love it.
So, and then when it was over, you heard all the cheering from all the porches down the street. It was so great. It was great. That's one of my favorite Easter memories.
And you know what? The weirdness of COVID you would have never done that on a normal year. You would never go out there now and blast that. But there was a uniqueness to that time where we all felt like we wanted to be connected.
Right.
We couldn't be. So it allowed you to kind of do some things that were not normal, but were very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I love
that. It was fun.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's it, huh? Nothing else to.
I think we're done.
I think we are. I think we're done. I think we're going to come back next week after Easter, and we're going to see what happened. We're going to see if I got attacked by another bunny somewhere, if I had to kung fu in the head. I don't even know. I'm still in the dress saga. We'll talk about that later. I got so many dresses hanging around. And then because rehearsal dinner and this, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I'm in a daze. So, all right, guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great Easter. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day. All that good stuff. And we will talk to you later. Bye, corn tart.
Corn tart.
I don't know.
Did you call me a corn tart?
I did. I don't even know what that is.
A corn tart.
A corn tart. It just came to my
head. All right. Corn fart.
I'm going to edit that out.
See ya.
No, I won't. Bye. I never do. Bye. See you later. Was that? I mean, you don't have to say who it was.
I was in Eureka Springs.
That's right.
No, I was in Eureka Springs, and I walked in the bathroom with a couple of campers.
Okay, I knew it was camp related, but I didn't think it was
some woman in the stall.